KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for the Coach's Show as we wrap up the boys' basketball season. The final Coach's Show of the winter sports season here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Before we get into some spring sports down the road, talking boys' basketball with area coaches here on KDOM.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA. Leading in a better
banking. Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Westbrook Walnut Grove Boys Basketball. And Coach, here we'll talk a little bit about Super Saturday. A fourth game of the day, and you know, not often headed into that fourth game are you probably thinking you got to bring your own energy. But you know, this was a tough night or a tough day for a couple of teams in those first couple of games, and you know, headed into that fourth game, it kind of felt like that was going to be the case. Going to have to bring your own energy for it, and you know, MCC came out strong, and you know, the offense there just wasn't for you to start the game. And now in the second half, you guys fought hard, but MCC ended up getting the win there, 62-41.
Yeah, you know, we thought going into the game that we had a solid plan of attack. Thought we were prepared for, you know, some different defenses. Thought defensively that we had a solid plan in place and that we were just going to have to execute. And, you know, I mean, really, in the first half, they start the game 5-for-6, and the one time they miss, they get the offensive rebound and score, and we don't find any offense that goes in the bucket, and find yourself down 11-0. That gets really tricky in a hurry, and you're playing uphill from there. And you know, MCC is so disciplined in their offense, and their spacing prevents you from, you know, putting them in situations where they get into trouble. And you know, only to make 3 field goals in the first half was just really unfortunate, I guess, for our guys. And, you know, on top of that, they grabbed the 11 offensive rebounds. So every time we felt like maybe we had some momentum, get a stop, they get a rebound and score. And, you know, the end of the game, both teams had similar number of shots. Both teams had similar number of rebounds. Both teams had similar number of turnovers. It's just that, you know, we made 3 of 23s and 11 of 32 from inside the arc. And, right, any day you go to the gym, if you tell your, you know, if you know that that's going to be the shooting percentages for your squad, you know you're really going to have an uphill climb. And on the other side of that, if you know you can hold opponents to shoot like that, you know you're going to have a good chance to win. So, like you said, I was proud of the way our guys fought through the second half and, you know, kept playing hard. You know, the game was probably out of reach for a long time, but, you know, there were times in that half where, you know, we were a stop and a three-pointer away from getting to 9-10 points. And it just wasn't meant to be for us in that day. But, you know, talk about, you know, everybody's losing. Right, you play all season long, and in 5 days, everybody's losing other than maybe one team. And so it's not necessarily, I mean, obviously you want to win at the end, and that's what you're playing for, but you also got to focus on the process and the journey it took you to get to that point and the lessons that you learned along the way.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, a 15-12 season for you to finish things off. You know, a positive season, and you know, a lot of that has to do to these seniors. And you know, looking at the roster, I believe only 3 seniors for you on the roster, which, you know, usually people from the outside looking in may look at that and think it's a really positive thing. But you know, these are some seniors that have been with the program for a very long time, and that have contributed to this ball club immensely here, and especially the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, and what's really unique about these guys is there are 3 seniors who who kind of all took a different journey. You know, you look at Neil Keel, who, you know, grew up in our district, you know, from the time he was born to the time he graduated, and he was in our program from, you know, kindergarten on or whatever year, you know, we started with the kids at that time. And then you take a look at Kyle Curry, and Kyle moved into district in fifth grade, and Drew Swanson moved to us in ninth grade. And so they all come to us in a little bit different way, and they all have a little bit of different history along with that and a different understanding of the history. But like you said, they all played a very crucial role, you know, especially in these last two seasons where, you know, like last season, you know, there are three of our five guys who played more minutes than any team that I've ever had. And, you know, this year, you know, kind of similar, a little bit more opportunity off the bench for some guys, but not a ton. And, you know, Kyle, who didn't play until the last six games, you know, and, you know, seeing him get out there and, you know, being able to participate and contribute and, you know, have some good moments for his team and for himself was really positive. Just experience for everybody, just to know that, like, hey, put in some time, work hard, pay attention. You never know what might happen down the stretch. But, you know, all in all, we look at, like, Drew, who's 1,370-some point scorer. You know, Neil's 650-some point scorer. You know, Kyle, in a shortened year here, you know, doesn't have those types of statistics. But all in all, you know, those guys together scored over 2,200 points. Neil and Drew end up, you know, being two guys that are in the top five or six guys that I've coached in 20-plus years with, you know, 250-plus assists in their career. And so they really were contributors just in lots of different areas. And, you know, those are big shoes to fill for our underclassmen. But, you know, just like everybody else that we're playing against and talking to, you know, we all have that same type of journey. And that's what makes, you know, the summer and, you know, the fall exciting, because it's just, you know, you just don't know what you have, and you're excited to, you know, put a new combination out there and, you know, mix kids together, or maybe see how somebody's grown, you know, somebody who had a little bit of a taste of some playing time this year, you know, maybe encourages them to, you know, get a little stronger, get a little faster, you know, put some more shots up on their own time, and you never know what that combination will look like in the future.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, a lot of production there with those three seniors going to be missed next year. But, you know, taking a quick look at next year, you got guys like Jackson Jenegas coming back, who's played a lot of minutes for you the last couple of years. He'll, you know, step up into a little bit more of a prominent role, I'm sure, on the offensive end, for sure. Connor Chankles getting more minutes this year. You know, Tucker Crick coming off the bench really made an impact. And then, you know, you got the guys inside like Mason Warner, Ian Nockmus, and Max Wyborg, who, you know, took a step this year to get some time. And I'm sure there's other guys that will need to step up next year for you to get back to where you want to be.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, it'll have to be a different style, you know, and our guys we're aware of that. Right now, that, you know, we look at Max, he's 6'7", 240 pounds, and that's a tool. That's a tool that we can use, and maybe one that we weren't able to use enough yet this year, just because he's adjusting to the pace of the game. We're trying to teach senior guards how to play with the big guy that they've never played with before, and, you know, that kind of has its ups and downs as the season goes on, and, you know, we're excited about that opportunity. We're also excited about some of these, you know, like some of these guys you mentioned that, you know, have an opportunity to step into a more prominent role. But they are, you know, also aware that, you know, there's some incoming freshmen and some sophomores, you know, that played on the B team that are going to show up and push for that opportunity as well. So, that's what makes, you know, the kind of summer exciting, you know, that's what makes, you know, the springtime exciting, just to, you know, drive by driveways and drive by the parks and, you know, see if there's kids out there playing pickup games and shooting jump shots and just, you know, kind of working on themselves so that they can better the group in the future.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all season long to talk with us here on the Coach's Show. Congratulations on a successful season. We look forward to talking to you again next year.
Sounds good, Matt. Thanks, Zach. Thanks for all your support and coverage.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's KustomThreadsMN.com.
Hospice of Maury County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Maury County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Schumacher of Red Rock Central Boys Basketball. And you know, Coach, headed into the postseason here, you guys had a play-in game to try to get to Super Saturday. It was a home game against the Heron Lake Okemino Fulda Coyotes, a team that you got the better of, you know, twice in the regular season, I believe, as you guys were able to defeat them on the road and also at home. And it was an opportunity, you know, to have that home playoff game and a chance for you to you know, really kind of get some momentum headed into a chance to play on Saturday. And it's tough to beat the teams three times in one season, but you guys able to get a big win there at home to start your playoff journey, 73-65.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity there to do some things in front of a home crowd, get a playoff game there at home, and then, you know, get the seniors to Super Saturday there was the goal. And you haven't played them a couple times already there. Obviously very, very familiar with personnel that they had and even some of the things that we were somewhat confident that they were going to kind of do from a defensive standpoint, and then also where things that we were able to do from a defensive standpoint to slow them down. I haven't seen them just, you know, a couple weeks earlier. So, yeah, I was really proud of the way the guys came out and played. They played hard. The first half was certainly a competitive basketball game, that playoff atmosphere where, you know, we kind of just traded a lot of baskets. And I was a little bit kind of disappointed. I thought we played overall pretty decent defense, but we'd have a little lapse here or there, and they always seemed to be ready to capitalize on it. But I also knew that they weren't kind of – the last time we'd played them, they had held Henry to – 20 points, and I knew that they were going to see a different version of Henry that night. Within the second half, there is when he kind of really took off and ended up with 41 on the night, on really kind of a from a percentage wise standpoint, a little bit tougher night from him, but he still played really well, and you know it was certainly the catalyst to kind of get everything going there on the offensive side of the basketball. And once again, our defense played really well in the second half, kind of gained some momentum, started stacking some stops together, and we were able to kind of walk away with it and get a really nice home win there in front of our fans.
Absolutely, Coach. Nice getting that home playoff game to get that victory under your belt and, you know, really send out the seniors at home with a big win. But the negative to that is with that play-in, you get sent to Super Saturday to take on the number one seed in the South subsection in Hills Beaver Creek. And, you know, the Patriots, as we speak, you know, tomorrow making it to that section championship game for a chance to go to state. They're a really good ball club. You know, it's one of those teams that could kind of go either way. They can use their athleticism, their speed, and their strength to, you know, really put it on teams. Or, you know, sometimes they can kind of just, you know, go through the motions in a sense. Obviously, they're not taking anybody lightly. But, you know, it was just one of those games where it just felt like Hills Beaver Creek was too much, and the offense wasn't there for the Falcons in a 68-29 win for the Patriots.
Yeah, it's always really fun. Me from – just from – a competitive coaching standpoint, I always like playing the teams that are, you know, they're really tough and really good, and because they've done a lot of things to get to that level. So those are always the teams that I really enjoy playing, just because you know the wins that you're getting against them, you know, in different aspects of the game are things that you are certainly earned. And, you know, to come out there right away in the first half there, I thought we did an okay job in the first half. The biggest problem was we just weren't getting shots to fall. We were getting some open looks, and if those looks are going, you know, it kind of creates a little bit more of an excitement factor and kind of gets some guys going a little bit, especially seeing that ball go through the hoop there. But we shot very poorly in the first half, especially on shots that we should have made. We had a couple that guys kind of got to their spots where usually they're pretty good shooters, and those ones weren't falling, and I knew it was going to kind of be a tough night. And credit to Hills for they did a really nice job defending things. They, you know, kind of used their version of a drunken one on Henry and let Micah Bush kind of play off him a little bit there. And then anytime that there was ever a screen set, they were running from anywhere that they needed to make sure that Henry never got going. And they did a really nice job there. Overall, yeah, they're a very, very good team. Tomorrow night there in Marshall is going to be a really good game between them and Princeburg. So, yeah, I was super proud of the way the guys, you know, they played. I thought, you know, they kind of went out having some fun, and you know, that's just the way it is.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, this is a team that I think, you know, throughout the last couple of years especially, but definitely this year, you know, was a team that was a lot of fun to cover because they were a team that played with a lot of passion. They cared a lot, you know, about winning games and you know, giving the Red Rock Central name, you know, a good brand throughout the year. And, you know, a lot of that due to these seniors. You got six seniors on the roster for you, and a lot of them getting some minutes, or really all of them getting some minutes this year. A big-time group that is going to be dearly missed next year.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, those guys, all six of them there, you know, they all played significant minutes there last year. And, you know, coming back, and it was one of the things I was talking to them about is just their ability to, you know, to progress from last year to this year in terms of, you know, kind of some team stats, where we're at, both offensively and defensively. But yeah, they all brought different things that they did well on the basketball court together. You know, we were undersized. They were undersized basketball players. There's no doubt about that. But being able to go out and compete and win, and that was probably the biggest thing that they had going for them for the last couple of years here, is being so undersized. You know, they had to learn how to, you know, defend things well, you know, do a lot of fundamental things to have some success there. So for Brecken and Abe and Finn and Carter and Austin and Jake Erickson and all those guys, yes, they will be missed, especially kind of the, I think three out of the six of them had to deal with injuries throughout the year, where Abe didn't start the year because of some ankle injuries. Austin wasn't able to finish the year as he had a knee injury that ended his season prematurely. And then Brecken Detterman having a fractured ankle in the middle of the season. So those guys certainly battled through some adversity throughout the year there. But it was an honor to be able to coach those guys and get a 1 year to work with them, and I wish them all the best on the things that they're going to go and do and all the things that they have done for Red Rock Central. So proud of those guys.
Yeah, Coach, you know, those guys going to be missed, you know, in a sense of just, you know, being the guys that they are and being the athletes they are, but also, you know, numbers-wise, losing six seniors, you know, is a lot, especially in today's day and age. But, you know, you got some guys coming back. Obviously, Henry Stavness, who was the catalyst for this season, scoring the basketball, had a historic season for the Falcons. He's still got a couple of years left, but will be coming back next year as a junior. Jordan Turkelson will be a senior for you. He's got a lot of experience. And then you'll have to find some other guys to step up, but I'm sure that's an exciting thought for you headed into the offseason.
Yeah, like you said, you know, we had those two guys in Jordan and Henry that started every game there for us this year. And then, Yeah, after that, it is a pretty big free-for-all for who wants the minutes next year, who's going to be committed to getting better. And I was telling the guys that they have got a really unique experience in the ability to, in a small school like this, to be able to play with two really, really good athletes at their given sports, and being able to play with Carter on the football field and all the historic accomplishments he had. And then Henry's in the middle of his historic high school run, of all the records he's going to set and all the great things that he's going to do. And hopefully guys kind of see that and want to be a major contributor and part of that as well. And get in and get a lot of work done over the summer, because there is a lot of work to be done. So we'll see who kind of does that and tags along there with Henry and can come along and be a big role for us next year.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long talking with us here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the off season. We'll catch up with you again next year.
Yeah, again, thanks for the great coverage here all year long, and for all the interviews that you do for the communities. I know that Red Rock Central community really appreciates that, Zach. So thank you very much for all the coverage, and yeah, have a great off season, and we'll see you next year.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Coach. That's Coach Adam Schumacher of Red Rock Central Boys Basketball here on KDOM. Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham, and the reason customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory, as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service. Higley Ford looks forward to seeing you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Isaac Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Boys Basketball. And Coach, we had a play-in game on the Friday the 27th on the road, taking on United South Central in Wells. And from the outside, looking in, looked like a game where, you know, you guys just never gave up. USC would go on a little bit of a run, and you guys, you know, able to fight back. Ended up going into overtime, had a chance to tie it late, but an 89-86 lead and a victory for United South Central.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's never, you know, fun when your season ends. The one positive for us that game, it was good to play, a competitive basketball game. One of the benefits of being in a section where you don't have subsections is you get seeded out one to whatever, however many you have, and for us, that's 21. So if you're one of those bottom teams, which we were this year, you get to play a team that's similar to you that first round, before you would have to move on and play one of those upper teams. So, us and the coach from USC talked after the game and talked about how it was nice after a rough season for both of us just to be in a competitive game. And, you know, unfortunately we came out on the short end on that one, just didn't play well at the beginning, had stretches where we couldn't make shots, got beat on the boards early and dug ourselves a little bit of a hole. But our kids were resilient. They had been for a decent portion of the year this year and didn't give up. Aiden Olson hit a huge shot to tie it up and send us to overtime. And then at the end, in overtime, you want to go out with your best player with the ball. And Aiden Olson, it was a tough shot to tie it up to go to double OT. And he ended up creating a good look kind of himself on it and just missed it. But, as a coach, I can handle losing with the ball in your best player's hand at the end of a game. So proud of the way they battled. Sucks that the season ended. A lot to grow on.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you mentioned Aiden Olson there having a good game. He had a fantastic season. You know, and one of those seniors that are going to be dearly missed next year. Five seniors on the roster and a kind of a mix of guys. Some guys who have played a lot of basketball for you the last couple of years. Some other guys who came in late and some other guys who are playing different roles. I'm sure, you know, it's a group of guys that you're going to miss for next year.
Yeah, for sure. This is a good group of kids we have. I know we didn't have a ton of success on the basketball court, but overall, when I hear about some, problems that other teams have, it's nice not to have those problems with us. You know, they're a really good group of kids. And I'll just go over each guy just a little bit here by jersey number, I guess, chronological order. But number 20, Robert Spikers, was a senior, didn't see a ton of time, injured his knee a couple years ago, elected not to have surgery on it and try to, you know, play through it, and just unfortunately wasn't able to really get fully healthy. He did appear in 5 games for us. The boys were really pulling to try to get him his first varsity points and just didn't get there, but super nice kid, always worked hard for us when he was there. Next guy we had was Jordan Comcacchio. Jordan, really interesting kid. Probably the most growth as a person I've had for anybody I've ever coached. And we told him that after the season. He was a kid who, as a junior, didn't come out for basketball after a little bit rougher of a football season for him. And it was one where I would have loved to have him, but at the same time, he needed to work on some things personally, and he did. And, you know, he grew so much as a person during football season, which was a rough football season. He was a positive leader for us, worked hard, and then decided to come back out for basketball, which I was ecstatic about, and ended up doing a really nice job for us this year, especially after not playing as a junior, handled the ball a ton for us. Was a kid who worked hard all the time, didn't complain, was a good teammate, and, you know, the only guy we had playing varsity minutes that played varsity football for us too. So he brought a little bit more of the physicality and toughness, and just really super proud of him. And then on to Aiden Olson. You know, if anybody watched us play this year, you know Aiden Olson was our guy this year. He averaged almost 21 points a game, which ended up being the fourth most all-time in Wolverine history for a single season. Broke the 1,000-point mark right at the end of the year with a 44-point performance against Red Rock in our season, our regular season finale. Shot the ball extremely well from the line, fifth all-time in Wolverine history. Just a really good player, and ended up, we always knew he could score, but he ended up being pretty good on the boards this year, too. He led the Red Rock Conference in rebounding. So he's a guy I don't know how we're going to replace. I mean, we're not going to be able to replace him singularly. It's going to have to be a team effort. But really nice kid, a good kid, super positive to have in the locker room. And obviously the production was there. And as a coach, he's somebody that was very easy to coach. So going to be missing out on him. And then we had Braden Olson, who was also a senior, appeared in 25 games as a junior, so played a little bit coming in, but not extensive minutes going into his senior year. And he's a kid who kept a positive attitude. I don't think the season personally went as well for him as he would have liked, but he was always a great teammate. When he got taken out of the starting lineup, no complaints from him, just kept his head down and worked hard. So enjoyed coaching Braden, and you know, the production wasn't huge from him, but he'll be missed as a teammate for sure next year. And then lastly, I have Caleb Fast. Caleb played way less as a junior, came into the year as a starter for us. By necessity, he had to be one of our big men at 5'9", 5'10", whatever he is. So as a coach, if you have one of your big guys being that height challenged, or however you want to put it, you got to be pretty physically tough, and Caleb was for us this year. I would say one of our big surprises was his leadership qualities, and he displayed them in practice, in games, whether he was in or on the bench. Just was a great leader for us. So like I said, with Braden, he's somebody who had started at one point during the year, and eventually, you know, that changed, and he didn't complain at all. So as a coach, you enjoy that people are willing to make sacrifices for the team.
Absolutely. A good group of guys there that are going to be missed for next season. A good chunk of production, obviously, with Aiden Olson you know, leaving for graduation. But you got some guys coming back. You know, you got the Fast brothers who got an opportunity to play with each other this season. Micah coming on about halfway through the year as an eighth grader, really making an impact. Max Fast, you know, his older brother, going to be a senior next year. You know, had some really good games and is going to be, you know, kind of looked on, I think, from the outside looking in. You know, a lot of teams were looking at the Wolverines as a two-headed monster with Fast and Olsen, and now Max will kind of take the reins from Aiden next year. And you got guys like Nolan Peters who really jumped on the scene. He was a strong presence for you on the court. And there's going to be some opportunities for some other guys to really step up and make their presence known next season.
Yeah, like you said, it definitely starts with the Fast brothers. Their production, you know, behind Aiden, they were our next two guys up. And Max, you know, he had a good season, you know, by a lot of people's standards, but I think, you know, he would say it and we would say it that we were hoping for a little bit more and some things didn't gel right at times, and he got a little bit banged up towards the end of the year. Still obviously a very good player for us, but we need him to take that extra leap next year. And it starts with him being a captain, him being a leader for us, getting guys to things in the summer so that we can improve as a team. You know, for both Micah and Max, their mom's a teacher, so it's pretty easy for them to get in the gym and shoot and do those things. But we're going to need it from a whole team if we're going to compete next year. So looking for him to start dragging some kids there and just to get bigger and stronger. He's a kid who lost a decent amount of weight from last summer to the end of basketball season, and we talked about it. We need him to be a big guy for us next year, and he'll handle the ball too, but definitely need to put some time in the weight room, as we all do. But the Fast brothers need to step up next year, and Nolan Peters is a kid who did step up for us at the end of the year, and need him to make some more improvements on some specific things in the summer, but love the effort the kid plays with. Fearless for his size, so definitely looking for some big things from him next year. And then it's really a toss-up. You know, we got a few juniors who are going to be itching for some playing time, but they got to put time in the off season. And if they don't, we got a bunch of young guys, a bunch of kids that were freshmen this year, like your Thomas Hesses, your Gideon Wingers, your Triton Kuntz and Tons, kids like that you know really want to play at the varsity level. And you know, the older kids are going to have a shot, but those young kids I know are going to work, and they're going to be at everything. So I'm hoping that fellows suit this summer, and we can improve into next year.
The future looks bright for the Wolverines, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time all year long talking with us. I know at some points in the season it wasn't easy, but we appreciate you always being here to talk to us on the Coach's Show, and look forward to brighter days ahead for Wolverine basketball.
Yeah, definitely some dark days, but thank you for the encouragement, and you know, hopefully we can put the work in and improve for next year.
Sounds good, Coach. That's Coach Isaac Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Boys Basketball here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Kobe Lovell of Wyndham Boys Basketball. And Coach, first year at the helm, headed into the playoffs, and it's at a place where the Eagles have struggled the last couple of years, and that's at Fairmont. Really tough place to play. Cardinals always seem to you know, get the job done at home, but you guys put up a heck of an effort. It was back and forth the entire way. You know, at one point, I think you had a 5-point lead in the ball game, where it just never felt like you could get over that hump. Fairmont just kind of holding on to the lead late, and they were able to get the job done there and get the win 68-65.
Yeah, leading up to that kind of that stretch of games towards the end of the regular season, we were playing really good ball, and We kind of tried to carry that into Fairmont on Friday night, and like you said, they were the 3 seed. We were the 6 seed, and honestly, I think we played our best game of the year, and that's how you would kind of want it in playoffs, and that's kind of what we preached throughout the regular season. Like, let's play our best basketball as we go down the stretch here, and I think I got that out of the guys for sure. So with that, we knew Fairmont. They were 21-4 going into the season, end of the season there, and beat some really good guys, really good competitors, and we knew our work was cut out for us. And we knew the environment from playing there early in the year too. We played them pretty tough there, so we were okay with the matchup going in, and we thought we had a real good chance going in there. We had a good stretch of practices. About, yeah, when you have a full week of practices, it's kind of, you don't realize it till the end, but we were able to game plan for them pretty well, and we just came up a little short. Like you said, we had multiple times for leads, but when you play a team like Fairmont, the possessions are really, really key, and if you come up empty a few possessions, they can capitalize on that. And, that's kind of what happened when we got that 5-point lead. Then they went on a run. We went on a run. It went by really fast because it was just back and forth, a real fun environment, a real fun game for our boys. So, yeah, it sucked it came out short, but we did play our best basketball game of the year right there.
Yeah, great game. And, you know, playing your best at the end of the year, like you said, where you want to be. And, you know, a lot of that is because of that senior leadership that you got. 7 seniors graduating this year. And I believe you talked about it, you know, before this season, that this group is a big reason why you felt comfortable taking over the reins, because, you know, they would be able to help you out in your first year. And they had a lot of experience and, you know, some guys that have played a lot of basketball for the Eagles the last couple of years that are definitely going to be missed headed into next year.
Yeah, for sure. I even told them after that night, you know, it was a pretty emotional night because of those guys, those 7 seniors. They made sure to definitely help me out a lot this first year, and it was an easy yes, like you said, before the year when everything kind of happened how it did there and happened quick, and they were all on board, and we kind of all bought in together, and they're real great leaders on and off the court. We had 7 of them. Jackson Joyce, a guy that's kind of been in the program forever, big role this year as our point guard. I mean, in previous roles, he's been a shooter. Guy that's always in the gym. He will definitely be missed next year. When you're kind of as a coach, Jackson Joyce is a guy that you definitely want on your team all the time. And he's a great role model for those younger guys that were looking up to him in our program. Then we got Stevie Meyer. Stevie's a big bruiser guy, great guy to be around. He came a long ways this year, from shooting the ball, being aggressive, being one of our best defenders. You could really count on him night in and night out and guarding a really good player, and he held his own in there. So I'm really proud of how he came throughout this year and kind of developed from his freshman year, all the playing that he's done. And then we got Joe and Nick Walinga. I like to pair them up because they're twins. These guys do a lot of stuff that people don't see always in the stat book. They're always in the weight room. They're doing the little things. And we couldn't ask much more of the role that they played. Great guys to be around, and they're going to do great things going down in the future. And then we have Tyler Mars. Tyler was a great, when you think of like a true Eagle, he's a guy that always is cheering on his teammates. He knew his role of how to get guys going when they needed to get going. So we're really going to miss him. Matt Redman. You know, Matt Redman has made a big jump his senior year. He didn't get a lot of time in his previous years, but he made the most of his senior year where he's able to get – he did a lot of the things that you don't see in the stat sheet either, rebounding, nice cuts, finding open guys. Just a guy that's kind of a – does a dirty work and will get on the floor for you. So I'm proud of the jump that he made. And then we had a new one come out this year, Hayden Teeth, for a senior year. Hasn't played basketball since junior high, I don't think. And I think for people that kind of watch him, Hayden has just like that knack for the basketball. And you couldn't ask much more out of a guy that's coming out for his first year. He was willing to come into practice. He grew a lot throughout the year. He listened. And he really did anything that we asked of him. So as a coaching staff, we couldn't be more appreciative of all these 7 seniors. They've all played a big role in how we want to kind of lay the foundation here. And I think they're going to be really proud of how when we come back and they come back and watch us and see how Eagle basketball, because they kind of laid that foundation for us. So really great group of seniors.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of production headed out the door as seniors, but not often do you lose seven seniors and gain back the productivity that you will for next year. You obviously got the two juniors in Henry Visker and Elliot Serene, who were catalysts in this team this year for all the success. And also got a couple of sophomores. Will Scarple is a sophomore for you that really kind of came on halfway through the year and got some big minutes. You got guys dipping their toes in there in some varsity playing time as junior Jack Elnis and Soren Nielsen, a sophomore. So a chance for some guys to add to their Eagle legacy and others to kind of get in their foot in the door and maybe bust that door wide open and get some big-time playing time next year.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about the group that we got back. Like you said, well, this is Elliot. We're capable of seeing what kind of games and big games that he has, including that last Fairmont game. The dude can rebound, he can score, and I'm pretty excited about the development that we're going to make this summer with him, because he's got still a lot of room to grow. He's going to get bigger, you know, just getting a year under his belt, another year. He's kind of seen it all. So now, like, getting to his senior year, that role that he's going to play, I think people are going to be excited to watch him play on the court. We're just going to keep putting the work in with him. Henry Visker, yeah. Henry, he played multiple roles, and we don't realize it all the time, especially it was me for sure. Like, Henry, this is his first full year of varsity basketball. He'll have that under his belt now, and he's kind of starting to see stuff more and more, and he got way better throughout the year. So we're looking for big things out of him. And then, yeah, like you said, we got a couple sophomores, Will Scarple, Soren Nielsen, Alex Rosso, Ethan Piotr, some big, strong, physical guys that saw a little bit of time for us throughout the year and got great minutes on B-Squad. So this group coming up and the younger groups coming up, we're really excited here in Windham, and we're hoping we can just keep building off what we did this year. And I think some people, when they watch us next year, they're going to be excited about what's on the court. So.
You bet, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time with us all year long. It was fun talking with you. Hopefully we can catch up with you again next year, and good luck here in the offseason getting the Eagles ready for some more basketball next year.
For sure, Zach. Thank you for everything. We appreciate it.
You bet. And that's Coach Kobe Lovell of Windham Boys Basketball here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Zano in Windham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacements, oil and lube changes, tire and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show here on KDOM. 43 degrees. Coach's Show will be off next week. And I believe maybe the week after that. We'll see. We may be starting the spring sports season, starting previewing baseball, softball, all that good stuff here on KDOM. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Back to the classic country music. It's the top of the hour as well, so I believe we'll have your ABC News here on KDOM.